Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Good evening, Will.
Now, tonight, I think this is the first ever time this has ever happened. We've got a guest on
with you
and me. We say a guest. It's not really a guest because...
I'm a special Flavours of the Week guest.
You're always on the radio. It's Beth from Straight FM, everybody.
Yay!
Welcome, Beth. So Beth looks after this show when I'm not here, and Beth is on every day on Stray FM like the rest of us. Beth's on at a lunchtime. Now, there's a reason as to why you've hung around until this time.
Yes, there is.
Do you want to tell everybody listening what that reason is?
You and I went on a night out a little while ago,
Will.
Oh, yeah,
you're getting the full detail here.
Yeah, the full details.
The full shebang.
The idea was conceived about 7:30 in the evening, that it would be a great idea for us to go on holiday. It would be a great idea for us to go to Ibiza. Mm. By 2:30 in the morning, the following day, we were booking flights in a taxi. So we're going to Ibiza for 5 nights this Saturday.
Yes.
And therefore, I believe...
So please don't come
Ibiza
and burgle
special.
Our houses.
Yeah, don't do that.
An Ibiza special. So yes, we're going to Ibiza and we're both very giddy because, you know, as you mentioned, we've literally got two more sleeps.
Two more sleeps to go.
Very cool.
So Saturday morning we're going out to the, I think they call it the White Island, don't they? The beaches are nice, the party's on,
I don't know what they call it, but I need to tick it off the bucket list.
Yeah.
So we're doing
Beth's
it together.
Beth's never been. I'm taking Beth to show around Ibiza.
Have you been, Will, before?
I've been a few times, yes. Yeah. It's just, to be honest, it's just a great island. I always say to people, if you want the boom boom bang bang, that's there.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
Famous
what are
for
we
that.
Doing?
If you want, if you want the party music, then it's there. But it, equally, if you want to go and relax, it's a beautiful island. From the times I've been and spent quite a bit of time there, just, you know, going around the island, it's just a beautiful
really
place. The coves and the sea, and it's a really, really nice, lovely people. So yes, bring it on. So tonight on Flavours of the Week, we're having
a
Ibiza special.
Yeah. A fiesta.
So, Steph, tell us about Spanish food then.
Well, one thing I've learned about Spanish food is it's quite simple.
Just
really?
Like us.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. We'll
fit
in well.
It's simple to prepare, unless, of course, you're going sort of Michelin star food, but it's quite simple.
Maybe on the last night.
Simple to prepare, but actually really good flavour and good fun to eat. And I think a lot of us sort of pimp up Spanish food in a very English way. For example, I've brought 3 tapas today.
Yes.
And these are very traditional tapas. So we have a Spanish tortilla or an omelette.
Mm-hmm. Can I dig in, by
yeah,
the way?
Dive in, Beth, yeah. So the Spanish omelette, a lot of people in Britain will put peppers in there, they'll put olives in there, they'll put loads of stuff in it, but this is a traditional one. So all that we have in here is free-range Yorkshire eggs, some potato, some caramelised onion, and just a little bit of fresh herb. And that's it.
Lovely.
A bit of salt. That's how they eat it in Spain. Mm. So when you guys are sat there on the beach and you order a tortilla or whatever it is you're having, that's what you're going to get.
A tortilla and a margarita.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then we've got, this one is chorizo or harizo.
Oh, do you know, it's one of my faves, this one.
That's going to be a hard one.
We've had that one on the Food and Drink Show before, is it?
We have.
What is it, chorizo or...
You're supposed to pronounce it harizo.
Harifo.
Yeah, harizo.
I love that you've brought it in a tiny pan.
Yeah, well, that's how you're going to get it.
Tiny pans.
Yeah. These things will all be little served in little pans or little brown dishes, or you're going to get sort of bombarded with lots of different things.
Perfect.
So it could be salamis, it could be all sorts of things. But one thing that definitely will be there are these bad boys.
Okay,
these are called
bondigas.
They are basically Spanish meatballs.
You've gone for the whole thing in one, Will.
Yeah, he's gone for it.
Shall I do it?
I don't mess around. Yeah, do it, Beth.
You won't regret it. So what that is, Beth, all that is minced beef. I've added in some chorizo or harizo. We've also got in there some garlic, some caramelised onion, and it's got some paprika in there. So it's really sort of Spanish flavours, served with a very garlicky tomato fresh herb sauce.
Oh, that's lovely.
So do you see what I mean about it being quite simple food to eat?
It's very fresh, though,
very
isn't it?
Very fresh, very healthy, very flavorful.
I was just going to say, actually, is it healthy? Because to be honest with you, it looks unhealthy.
But that's the key. You see, it looks unhealthy, and yet what's not healthy about meatballs with tomato sauce. There's a little bit of fat in the beef, fair enough. But, you know, there you go, your omelette. That's just protein and bit of onion and potato. And that's all it is. So it's really fresh. I think it's bright and colourful, isn't it? When you look at that, it's like sunshine food.
It is one of my favourite things about going to Spain, the whole tapas thing. I mean, I went to Barcelona earlier on in the year, and literally I remember being sat out in the square, and you just... Yeah, it's quite dangerous because we keep ordering. You get this massive long menu, and then they bring it out. Yeah, I'll have another one of these, another one of these, another one of these. And then you get the bill, La Cuenta, which I'm sure there's La Cuenta's the bill for Spanish. You get the bill at the end, and then you've racked up about €90. You're like, oh, how did that happen?
Yeah, whoopsie. And that's not even including the bar.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Golly.
Well, that was very, very tasty. So, I mean, the only thing is, who's going to do the food and drink show next week? You might be flying solo, Steph.
Well, I've heard a little rumour.
Oh, go on.
I've heard a little rumour. I've got Nick.
Oh, really?
The man himself.
Oh, the man about town. Well, enjoy that next week. Steph, Beth, thank you so much. And it's time to get the wine to go along with all this Spanish food.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stray FM.